You're listening to day one of Conversations with Your Higher Self at the 12th House Retreats. You're listening to the 12th House Retreats, where we take you through a little guided visualization. So get comfortable. We'll get started right after this fireside chat. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the 12th House Retreats. This is our third series, our third retreat, and the theme of this retreat this time around is going to be conversations with your higher self. So if you're not familiar with the concept of your higher self is meant to be you, but you that knows everything about your life, you that understands why you chose to come down in this body at this time, born to the family that you were born in. So it's kind of like the you that has the blueprint to your entire life. And when you connect to it, you can get that information. You can check in with yourself and see, you know, what you were supposed to be learning during a particularly difficult period in your life. Your higher self also has a more bird's eye view of what's going on in your life. So while you are down here navigating your life with what you can see is going on, which is, you know, what's immediately around you or the connections that you might have with friends and family, your higher self is looking at all of the patterns that are around you that you might not be able to see in your physical life. And so they have this bird's eye view, this higher level view of what's going on. And when you tap into your higher self and that knowledge that exists, you can start integrating that knowledge into your physical life and adding it to all of the things that you see, that you know, that you hear in your physical life. Connecting with your higher self will give you this extra layer of information that you can use to make informed decisions about your life. So that's the purpose of this retreat, is really to allow you to connect to your higher self, to listen to yourself, because that's where we tend to go wrong as humans sometimes, is we forget to listen to ourselves. We listen to what they're saying on the internet, we listen to what they're saying on the news, we listen to our teachers, we listen to our parents, we listen to our friends, but we forget to check in with ourselves and listen to ourselves. And at the end of the day, everybody's life is different. Everybody's choices need to be tailored to their specific life situations. And so what might be right for your neighbor might not be right for you, because you're on a different path. You're on your own unique path. And so really the only source of information that knows what's right for you is you. And you need to take in all of the information. So you can take in your friend's advice. You can take in, you know, information you find on the internet. You can listen to the news. You can listen to teachers. But you need to take all of that in to yourself and digest it. Root out anything that doesn't feel right for you and determine what does feel right for you. Think about it like puzzle pieces, right? You can get all of these different puzzle pieces, and they're pieces from your friends, they're pieces from your teachers, they're pieces from your parents, they're pieces from the news, and all of those pieces fit well with those puzzles. So that puzzle piece fits in well with your friend's puzzle. But if you take it away from your friend's puzzle and try to apply it to your own puzzle, does it fit? And that's why you have to take all these little pieces and you have to include puzzle pieces from your higher self. Bring it down and start to build that puzzle in front of you. Which pieces fit and which don't to make your big picture, to finish your puzzle. So over the next 7 episodes, we are going to connect with our higher selves and have different conversations about different themes. And today's theme is really about just connecting, trying to figure out your unique self. So as we get started, I want you to start thinking about an intention statement. So something that you're intending to learn more about yourself. So it could be a general statement around, you know, you just want to know more about yourself by connecting with your higher self. It could be that you are finding yourself having a lot of difficulty holding on to money, for example. And so you're trying to find out, well, why do I have that difficulty holding on to money? Why can't I ever accumulate that money? So it could be around that. It could be around trust issues. So why do I have such difficulty trusting others? It could be about fear. You know, why do I have this illogical fear of XYZ? So I want you to think about that sort of problem statement, you know. And once you've kind of gotten it in your mind that you have this problem statement, so if my problem statement is I can't hold on to money, I want you to flip it maybe into an I wish statement. I wish that I always had $500 in my savings account. So we can be specific about it so that you have that float, for example, right? So after all your bills, after everything that needs to be paid out, you always have this $500 cushion in your savings account. So you turned it into an I wish statement. I wish that I had $500 in my savings account. Now I want you to flip the I wish statement into a present situation. So you're taking away the I wish, you're taking away the forward looking, and you're turning it into a present. So you say, I have $500 extra in my savings account. So flip your problem and wish statements into an I have statement. So another example, if you can't think of a problem statement, I always have trouble coming up with sort of intentions when I have to come up with an intention. So if you're having trouble with it, a generic statement might just be that the problem statement is that you don't connect with your higher self, right? I have never connected to my higher self. And so maybe your I wish statement could be, I wish that I could easily connect with my higher self so that I can get to know myself better and make informed decisions. So that's your I wish statement. Now, if you turn that I wish statement into a present state, you can say, I easily connect with my higher self. I understand myself better, and I incorporate the knowledge that I get from connecting with my higher self into my day-to-day decision-making. So that can be your present state. So now that you have your intention statement, you can write it down if you want, or you can just try to remember it, because I'm going to ask you to remember it as we go through the guided visualization. The goal of going into the guided visualization in this series is, like I've said, we're connecting to our higher self, but we're going in with an intention. Like, what do we want to know about? Because there's so much that we could know about and that we could converse with our higher selves on. We'll want to be a little bit more specific so that we can pull information away that might be useful to us. So as we go into the guided visualization, at some point I'll be asking you to pull on that intention statement. So hold on to it, remember it as we go through. Don't stress out about it if you can't remember it, though. It'll come to you when the time is right. So before we get started with the guided visualization, because this is our first episode in this series, I want to take a minute to go through our house rules. If you've been with me from the beginning, you'll remember them. You've heard them before. Our house rules are important guiding principles that will help you stay grounded as you're going through your spiritual awakening, as you're going through this enlightenment period, as you're maturing in all of this. So the first rule, the first house rule, is discern. So you're going to come across a lot of information, and that might be information that you might read on the internet. It might be information coming from different spiritual leaders. It might be information that you even get from your own meditations. And when you get that information, it's important to question it a little bit, to discern what is information that is right for you and what information you don't need to retain or hold on to. And why that's important is that you will be getting a lot of information. There's a lot out there. And, you know, these days with the internet, it's sometimes hard to discern what's truthful and what's less than truthful. And sometimes it's also information that is mixed, right? Some of what somebody might be saying is truth and rings true for you. And then some other things they might be saying doesn't ring true for you. And so it's just a matter of being able to discern what is good and what is bad for you. And remember that one person can sometimes hold truth for you, but that doesn't mean they always hold truth for you in everything that they say. And so if you're following a particular person, just don't stop discerning. You know, even if what they've said before for days, weeks, articles, books, if they've said things that always felt true to you, every time they come out with a new statement or new information, you do still have to discern. So number one rule is keep discerning all of the time. Number two rule is to stay curious. So it kind of goes with the discerning, but always ask yourself and always follow up and think about it and stay curious and wonder why these things are coming up and wonder why what somebody is saying might apply to you and might not apply. Do your research, ask questions, stay curious. So that's the number two rule. The number three rule is just to laugh and find humor in what is happening around you. Laughter is the best medicine, and life can be a lot of fun if you let it be. That's not to say there won't be difficult times and you're not going to laugh all the time. And it's not about, you know, staying happy all the time. We all have a rainbow of emotions and we need to express those. And so allow yourself to express them. But remember that there is a lighter side to things. And sometimes when we go through this sort of spiritual journey, we forget to laugh because we're so focused on the intensity of it all. And it is new and confusing at times. And it seems so deep and thoughtful, but you can be deep and thoughtful and still have a good laugh. So laughter is the third rule. So as you go through it, as you're listening to these podcasts, I hope that you remember to keep it light. You can go deep. You can, you know, do a lot of introspection, but also just look at it from a bit of a lighter lens from time to time. Okay, so now that you know what the series is about and you have your intention and you know the house rules, let's get started with the guided visualization. Okay, so I invite you to get comfortable, whether that's in a sitting position or a lying down position. And when you've found your comfortable position, just take a deep breath in and exhale. Another deep breath in and exhale. And as you take another deep breath in, notice if you're holding any tension in your shoulders, in your neck, in your chest. And as you exhale, just release any of that tension. And on a deep breath in, just notice if you're holding any other tension in your arms or fingers. Just release any tension as you exhale. On your next inhale in, I want you to notice if you're holding any tension in your face or jaw. I want you to release it as you exhale. And as you inhale, notice if you're holding any tension in your hips or your legs. And as you exhale, release any of that tension. As you take a deep breath in, notice if you're holding any tension in your back or torso. And as you exhale, releasing any of that tension. On your next inhale, notice if you're holding any tension in your feet. And as you exhale, releasing any of that tension. And I want you to bring your attention to your feet. And I want you to imagine roots growing out from beneath your feet, from the soles of your feet. And I want you to imagine those roots pushing down into the earth, growing towards the center of the earth, making their way all the way to the core. I want you to imagine the core of the earth as being a beautiful, bright, white light. And I want you to imagine your roots wrapping themselves around that light, grounding you for this guided visualization. As you take a deep breath in, I want you to imagine pulling some of that bright white light up your roots all the way to your feet. And on your exhale, I want you to imagine that bright white light turning into a red light, creating this orb of red light around your feet, illuminating your root chakra. And as you take a nice big breath in, I want you to draw that light up into your lower belly. And as you exhale, I want you to imagine that light turning into an orange light, creating a beautiful orb of orange, turning on and illuminating your sacral chakra. As you take another deep breath in and pull up that light into your stomach area, I want you to imagine that light turning from orange to yellow, creating a beautiful orb of yellow light and turning on your solar plexus chakra. And as you take another deep breath in and pulling up the light into your heart chakra, into your chest, imagine that light turning to a beautiful green color, illuminating and turning on your heart chakra. Take a nice deep breath in and pull that light up into your throat, into your jaw. And as you exhale, imagine that green light turning into a beautiful aqua blue color or light blue color, turning on your throat chakra. And as you take a next big inhale, pull up that light into your forehead. And imagine that beautiful blue light turning into an indigo, very dark, dark blue color. I want you to imagine it turning on your third eye chakra. And as you take another deep breath in, imagine pulling that light up into your crown chakra. And as you exhale, imagine that light turning to a beautiful violet color, turning on your crown chakra. Take a deep breath in here. And exhale. Now take another deep breath in, and this time imagine that light moving its way up a string that's attached from your crown chakra to your higher self. So take a deep breath in and go up that string about a quarter of the way up. And exhale. Take another deep breath in and bring your light up about halfway on that string. And exhale. Take another deep breath in and bring that light about 3/4 of the way up that string. And exhale. Take another deep breath in. And this time, bring your light all the way up to your higher self. And exhale. Now take another deep breath in, feeling the connection between your roots that are firmly grounded in the earth, to your higher self, fully connected to the universal consciousness. And exhale. Take another deep breath in and feel that connection. And exhale. I want you to imagine that you're up there with your higher self. I want you to imagine that your environment is shifting and changing and becoming a room where you and your higher self will be having a conversation. Take a minute to notice what that room looks like. Take a minute to look and see what furniture is in the room. Take a minute to notice the music that is starting to play. Now take a minute to notice your higher self sitting on a couch, inviting you to come and sit with them. Take a minute to notice what they look like. How are they dressed? What color is their hair? Their eyes. And when you've had a moment to observe them, I invite you to go sit on the couch next to them. I want you to imagine that they've set out a little tea or coffee for you to enjoy, or another beverage that you enjoy drinking, so that you can share this offering together as you have your conversation. I would invite you to ask them now who they are and listen for the answer. I would invite you now to let your higher self know that you're here to live the truth of your intention statement, and that you're hoping to get some information from them that will help you live the truth of your intention statement. And as the intention statement forms the background to your conversation, I would invite you now to ask your higher self what strengths they possess. What superpowers do they have? And sit and listen for their answer. Remember that they may be showing you the answer. So remember to use all of your senses, whether it's the clairsentience, the feeling, the clairaudience, the hearing, or the clairvoyance, the seeing. But take a minute now to ask the question and listen and experience the answer. Thank you. Now I invite you to ask your higher self, what is frustrating them? What is it that they've been trying to ask you to let go of, and that you haven't been hearing them? So ask them the question, what is it that they are trying to let go of? And remember to be open to hearing, seeing, feeling their answer. Now I want you to ask your higher self, who is already living the truth of your intention statement, ask them how they got from where you are in your problem statement to living the truth of that statement. They have the experience, and they have advice for you on how to get from where you are to living truth of your statement. So ask them, how did they get from where you are to living the truth of the statement? invite you to ask your higher self if there's anything else that you need to know at this time. It is time for you to leave now. And so I invite you to thank your higher self for any images, messages, thoughts that they have shared with you during your conversation. And I want you to notice how your higher self is turning into a beautiful, bright white light. And I want you to notice how the room around you is dissolving. And then you're back up into the highest skies, into the universe. I invite you to take a deep breath in and out. And on your next deep breath in, I want you to imagine pulling some of that bright white light from your higher self down a quarter of the way down that thread. And exhale. On your next deep breath in, bring that white light down again about halfway down the thread that connects your higher self to your physical self. On your next deep breath in, bring that light 3/4 of the way down that string. And exhale. And on your next deep breath in, bring that light all the way down into your crown. And as you exhale, notice how that bright white light is activating your crown chakra, turning it into that beautiful violet color. As you take a deep breath in, bring that light down to your third eye chakra, middle of your forehead. And notice how the light is activating your third eye chakra, making it that beautiful, deep indigo color. Take a deep breath in and bring that light down into your throat chakra. And notice how the light is activating the chakra, lighting up that beautiful aqua blue, light blue color, as you exhale. Take another deep breath in and bring that light down into your heart chakra. As you exhale, notice that light turning a beautiful green color. And as you inhale, bringing that light down to your solar plexus chakra, your stomach area. And as you exhale, notice the light activating your chakra, turning it a beautiful yellow. And as you breathe in, pulling that light down into your sacral chakra, right below your belly button. And as you exhale, noticing the light activating your chakra, turning it into a beautiful orange color. And as you take a deep breath in, pulling that light all the way down to your feet. As you exhale, letting that light activate your root chakra, turning it a beautiful red color. And with your next inhale, imagine that light going all the way down through your roots, all the way down to the center of the earth. And as you exhale, imagine releasing that light into the center of the earth. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Bring your attention back to your physical body and maybe start wiggling your fingers around, coming back into full consciousness. Maybe stretch your back a little bit and wiggle it around. Wiggle your toes. Stretch your neck a little bit. Maybe just reach out your arms, give them a big stretch. Bring your attention up to your head. And when you're ready, bring the attention to the eyes and open them. And as the music comes to an end, I just invite you to come back into your full consciousness. Maybe grab a piece of paper and a pen, and we're going to head into our three questions. Okay, so as you know, if you've done these before with me, I like to end each of our guided visualizations with a bit of introspection. So throughout the next 7 episodes, at the end of each episode, I will have a few questions for you to think about. And it's up to you if you want to do that thinking right on the spot, so you can pause the podcast and take some time to think about each of the questions. Or if you want to just zoom through the three questions, jot them down, and then do your introspection later, you can absolutely do that. And you can do your introspection anywhere. You can do it if you're going on a walk or if you're doing your exercises, if you're driving in the car on the way to work, on the way home, sitting on the couch, you know, zoning out. You can do it at any time and any place. So if you don't have time to do it right now, you can hold on to those questions and do it when it suits you. But the important thing is that you do take a minute to think about what came through for you and why it might be coming through for you, because that's how we incorporate our knowledge and information that we get through these guided visualizations into our day-to-day lives so that we can just continue to improve the quality of our lives. So I would really encourage you to do that introspection. So the first question is, what came through for you? So take a minute to note down all of the things that came through for you during the guided visualization. Anything that you may have felt, anything you might have seen or heard, And just remember that you may have a very, very rich experience where you see and hear, feel a lot of things, but it's also really common to not have that much come through for you, and that your experience is much more around, you know, feeling relaxed and centered without having had too many things come through for you. It kind of makes it easier for you in the sense that if you had less come through, then you know that whatever came through is really what you should be paying attention to. So with all of the questions that you asked your higher self, if, you know, you only kind of heard one word or saw one color or, you know, one object, then it makes it easier than if you had a very, very vivid experience where you'll have a lot more to note down. So take the time to really go through that and note down all of the things that came through for you. The next question that I want you to think about is, how do you think what came through for you might help inform your intention statement? So give that some thought. What came through for you? How does that help you know a little bit more about how you can live the truth of your intention statement? And then the last question is, what can you do, or what actions can you take based on the information you got today that would help you move towards living the truth of your intention statement? So give that some thought, and remember that baby steps are as important as big leaps. So if you find it daunting or overwhelming to try and get to, you know, from point A to point B, then take little baby steps. Do point A, point one, A, point two, A, point three, until you get to B. And that's it for today. So I hope you have enjoyed your conversation with your higher self. I hope you will take the time to go through those questions, do a little introspection, and bring all of the information that you learned today about yourself into your real physical life and allow it to inform your decisions going forward. But remember, as always, that you want to use your discernment, your curiosity, and your sense of humor. So keep those house rules in mind as you're doing your introspection. I wish you all a great rest of your day, and I hope you join me in our next episode in this series. Have a good one.